To KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and around the world at KDWA.com. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the very lovely, the very hardworking, the very talented Christy Lundby-Hill. How are you, Christy?
I am doing great. How are you, Dan?
Good, good. It's always good to see your cheering, smiling face. You remind me a lot of your mother, who was the same way.
Yes, she is. She still is. She's quite infectious with her smile
yes.
and personality.
And her daughter, that didn't fall far from that tree.
Yeah, different, but yeah, I got a lot from her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a lady you can be proud of.
Yes.
So, well, Christy, how are things going in real estate?
You know, they're going pretty good. The rates are down. I just talked to a lender the other day. She locked somebody in at 6.25, which is pretty good because we were at 7, you know, so it is down.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Many times, you know, they talk about the rates are going to come down. They're not going to come down a percent or two, you know, but it'd be nice if they got into the fives, but I don't know if I'd anticipate that happening anytime soon. They kind of already dropped the rates in anticipation of the Fed meeting.
Okay.
So it's already probably down, but lovely if it goes more, but I wouldn't count on it.
Mm-hmm.
It is the, you know, it always has a little lull in real estate right around holidays. So Labor Day just happened. And so in school starting, so people are a little busy the week before and the week after, but it's starting to pick up already again.
Oh, good.
And we'll get a little splurt of busyness before the winter market. And then it always picks up like January, February.
Right after Christmas.
After Christmas, after New Year's, and people are like, all right, let's get back at it, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and I think you're starting to see this is a great time for buyers because the houses on the market right now are like, we got to sell. And so they either go really fast in multiple offers or they're sitting there a little bit. And those people are a little more anxious, so you're seeing some price reductions, and so buyers can get some really good deals.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. How about new listings?
Yeah, we've got a two-bedroom, two-bath, one-level townhome on Pringle Court, okay. And it's $315, which is a really
wow.
good price.
I mean, that is.
Well, it's not as big as some of those.
Good
it's
starter.
It's a nice, you know, for a single person or two people that don't need this huge Mongo one, it's a very nice, well-kept, nicely updated one-level townhome in a nice cul-de-sac. We have a two-story townhome, two-bedroom and a loft with three baths on 1924 Rose Way for $245.
$245,000?
I know.
Wow.
Well, that's what the, you know, the townhomes are in the twos, and this is a nice one.
Wow.
So, yeah, that one, I believe we have an open house Friday on that.
Okay.
And then I've got an open house on the Pringle one Saturday, 10 to 11:30. And then we've got a house that's coming soon, available starting next Tuesday. A two-story on Tuttle, 545 Tuttle.
I happen to know that
yes.
area.
Backed up to the Sand Coulee.
I was going to say that had to be right around the bend from where we lived.
So it's got over a half-acre lot backed up to the Sand Coulee with beautiful views.
Yep.
Two-story finished on all three levels. Five-bedroom, four-bath for $575.
That isn't a bad price for that.
I know.
Because that, you are exactly right. That overlook there is beautiful.
It is gorgeous. You've got views, wildlife that come up. Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. So there's that one. And then we've got a little townhome in Invergrove Heights. Corner unit for $215. Really good buy.
Really?
Two-car garage, yeah.
Wow. Well, you have some really good, sweetly priced homes there.
Yeah, I feel like we do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I just need buyers to get out and say, boy, get into this fall market before, you know, all these ones go goodbye. And you're getting good deals right now.
Yep. Well, it's like getting on an escalator. Once you're on it, you're there.
Yeah.
It's just getting on it. And these would be some really good starter homes.
Yeah.
Places, you know.
Absolutely.
Live there a couple of years and take your profits and move on to a bigger house. And wow.
Yeah.
I didn't think there was anything left in the 200s anymore.
I know. It seems like they're all so high. Yeah.
So, wow. How can folks get a hold of you? Holy cow. Make those phones ring, folks.
My cell phone is 651-216-4676. Or you can email Christy Hill at edinarealty.com, and that's Christy with the C-H-R-I-S-T-Y.
Or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody on the Christy Lundby Hill or the Lundby Hill team.
Yes.
You can ask for Christy too.
Sure. Absolutely.
Because there's, what, three of you?
Yes.
Christy, Bill.
And my husband, Bill.
Yes.
Oh, and my nephew,
Ben. I was going to say, and you're... Your nephew was the one I knew what his last name was.
Yes.
But, great. Well, let's get into our topic of the week, downsizing and decluttering.
Yes. So several years back, I got my senior real estate designation because probably a third or more of our clients are seniors. A lot of them are downsizing, not all of them, but some are. And so I have done several classes now. I've done them at the senior center. I did a finishing well seminar at church. And now next week, next Wednesday, September 10th, we got asked to do a lunch and learn at the Confluence. So I've done this class with Val from Winnow and Spruce Organizing. She's a professional organizer who can help people to go through things and figure out what to do with things and how to organize it. Oh my gosh, I have had her help me with my office at home, my office at work, and a couple other problem, I say in quotation, areas in my house, like my storage area. And you know, it's just nice to have somebody that comes in and we just get down and dirty and get rid of stuff and organize it. And it just feels like a light. It's just weight brought off of you. So she's really good at that stuff. And I've met with a lot of people helping them to figure out how to downsize.
Yeah. How do you do that? Because as humans, one of our frailties is we want to keep everything. And the problem is we're around for such a short time when you think about it.
We are.
And we have so much junk.
We do. And, you know, Val is really good because she's had a lot of training in this stuff and helping, especially seniors, to learn to figure out how to let go of things, you know. And there's certain strategies she's got that she talks about in the class that we've done a couple times now and we're going to do again next Wednesday. And one of the things that if you're trying to get rid of stuff and the problem is things have memories for you. So, like, this has a memory attached to it. And so you don't want to get rid of it more because of the memory than anything else. So things that are very meaningful and have memories, tell your kids about the memory. They'll be more likely to want those items. Because the problem is your kids don't want your stuff.
Right.
And
it means nothing to them.
It doesn't.
Just what you, yep.
And so when you are downsizing and you're going to go down to a smaller home or something and you want to get rid of things, the only way your kids are going to want things is if they have a memory attached to it. So like, for instance, my mom bought a plate set that is her china, I would say in quotations, but doesn't just look like china. It's called the Friendly Village. It's kind of cool. It has like little, you know, scenes on them and stuff. And she went to a thrift store when they were first married and wanted this. And so she had to do a layaway program where she puts a little bit of money down.
I remember
that. And she would come in and every so often put a little bit more down till she paid it off and then she could take it home. So that's how the story behind that. So you know what? I want that plate set. My sister doesn't, but I do. That story resonated with me. And I'm like,
neat.
I really want that plate set. So someday that's my playset, you know. So it's just the more things you can tell stories about and have something, then your kids, like when you're around the table at Thanksgiving, tell them a story about this mm-hmm. item or that item, something that really is meaningful that might make you, you know, be like, oh, I can't get rid of that. So it's not that we, you know, and kids, different generations, it's kind of cool because we actually go into the different generations and which ones, like the millennials, the Gen X, the baby boomers, the silent generation, which generations want the stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because these newer generations, the younger people, some of them like to refurbish old stuff.
Oh, sure.
So it's coming back around a mm-hmm. little bit. So, but you can't, as parents, they can't be offended if nobody wants their stuff
right.
because they just are starting to realize that. They kept thinking when they moved, everybody would want their old couch and this, but an old couch is just an old couch and everybody already has their couches. So mm-hmm. nobody wants your old couch, you know,
mm-hmm.
and these tables and things and they're not worth much anymore. It's sad because you know what you paid for things, but it's, yeah. So we talk about that kind of stuff. We talk about, you know, how people, as they get older, they want to leave behind a legacy.
Yep.
So they want, the two things that seniors want is control. They lose control,
mm-hmm.
start losing control of their body,
mm-hmm.
their health.
Yep.
Their friends start dying.
Yep.
They start having health issues and they start losing all these things and they feel out of control. So how can they maintain some control in what they're doing without it being taken away from them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's something we talk about. And then also leaving a legacy. And that's something that for years and years, generations, stories were passed down by storytelling. And so now sometimes older people, like my mom even, you know, tries to tell you stories and the grandkids don't always want to hear them.
Mm-hmm.
And so she did something a couple years ago. I remember Mo interviewed her because she did
yep.
her book.
Mm-hmm.
And that started from a website that I found for a Christmas gift for her where they were going to email her a question a week for her to tell a story about it and then put it in a book. And it started so simply, but it turned into a bigger thing with her because she and I are a lot alike in that respect. Like, we can't do anything small. It becomes very big.
But what a good book.
It
was really. I mean, I was one of the lucky ones that she gave a book to, and I couldn't put it down.
Yeah, well,
it's really
started with, you know, trying to be a little family thing of
mm-hmm.
some stories
mm-hmm.
so she could, and she put so much into it. And you know why? Because it was her legacy.
Mm-hmm.
It's her leaving mm-hmm. behind her legacy for the next generation and for
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
So that is why it meant so much to her. So that, you know, are just mm-hmm. things that you have to realize when you're dealing with seniors is they want to leave behind a legacy and they want control. And so then, you know, when I'm working with them, it's trying to figure out, like, how can you be in control of your next move if you're downsizing? Well, sometimes if you don't do it in the appropriate time and you wait too long, sometimes you lose control. I had one client who was in a split level home, got too old, and fell. And then when he was in a nursing home, you know, they wouldn't let him go back home because it wasn't safe for him.
Mm-hmm.
So his wife had to buy a one-level townhome while he was gone, and he didn't have a choice. So he lost control.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just kind of like an example of why you need to do things while you still have the energy and start thinking ahead, because if you wait too long, sometimes you lose your lack of control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not fun to get old.
No, it's not. I'm learning that, yes. It's hard, but, you know, it is life, and
mm-hmm.
you have
yep.
to just plan for each season because we all have different seasons that we go through.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
how can folks get a hold of you, Christy?
Well, my cell phone is 216-4676. Or my email is ChristyHill@EdinaRealty.com.
Or call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody on the Lundby Hill team. So So that's going to happen on Wednesday the 10th?
Yeah, 11 to 11:45 we have the lunch or the learn. And then the Confluence gives anybody who came a 15% off gift certificate to go to lunch afterwards. So they give them a little coupon for 15% off. And then, you know, I think they have these lunch and learns every month. They've had some cool ones. I just learned about this and they, you know, asked if we'd do this. So I'm excited about it because I've heard they have quite a few people that come to this. It sounds like an awesome little time.
Now, so how long is the program? It starts at 11. Do they have to call like in reservations or just show up?
They just show up.
Okay.
So it's next Wednesday. If you go on the Confluence website under events, it's there. 11 to 11:45 is the talk from downsizing and about downsizing and decluttering. And Val does a lot of the presentation because she is, you know, wonderful. And so many people that I have run into have had her out and just adore her. And she's amazing. And so just trying to get people good information and then go have lunch.
Yeah. So what is her biggest, you know, just a little teaser here. What is her biggest suggestion on downsizing? Or, you know, it's got to be tough to have somebody give up something with memories, like you said. So,
yes. You know, when I had her go, like, through my storage area, you know, she knows some people can do a larger thing in a smaller amount of time than other people. So you have to, each person's a little different on how much they're going to be willing to give up. So you basically start taking everything, she puts like a table out in the next room and we take things out and then figure, is this something you want to keep, give, or you know, and so you have piles, you have a donate pile, you have a giveaway pile, and you have a garbage pile, and you have like, I want to keep this. And the things you keep, then she helps you to organize them. But she's good at going through and asking questions like, why do you want to keep this? Do you use this? You know, just helping people make decisions. And it is much easier to have someone there with you doing it. I remember that before I had kids, I had a storage unit filled with stuff. And I was like, I'm never going to get through this. And I didn't. But then after, when they were little, I hired a friend to come over and help me just go through stuff because I knew if I was paying somebody to come do it with me, I would go through it. And it was so amazing. I got rid of so much stuff that I didn't need. But it is hard when you have memories attached to things and maybe find a place for those specific things. But it all depends also. If you're trying to downsize to a smaller, you're going from 2,500 square feet down to 1,700 square feet, she can help you figure out what items do you need in that new place. Let's look at pictures. What would go here? What would go there? So she can help you go through all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to do it for today, Christy. One final time, how can folks get a hold of you?
My cell phone is 651-216-4676.
And you can call the Edina Realty home office here in Hastings at 651-437-2121 and ask for Christy or anybody on the Lundby Hill team. Again, Christy's cell phone, 216-4676. Christy, thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty. This is KDWA Hastings, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and around the world at KDWA.com.